this thing on? Statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zomo the Destroyer show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room before listening, because the show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans. Aardvarks, dogs, wolves. I can't be bothered to list off all the various mammal atrocities that exist. No birds, no frogs, no fish, no snakes, no snails or slugs, and especially no geckos. I say it every time. I was going to say every week, but we'll get there. No geckos, never, ever, ever. Not just in terms of listening to the show. There really shouldn't be any geckos existing on the planet either. So get rid of them. They all gone now? All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zomo the Destroyer show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zomo, the genius, the divine, the smartest of the smart, blah, 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 blah. You know, I just can't be bothered to list out all the superlatives and descriptors. At this point, you should know who I am, because this is episode 197 of my podcast, and there are 100 and some odd comics before that. I used to appear in Zomo the Destroyer. If not, you are a loser. Shame on you. You can catch yourself up at my website, ZomoTheDestroyer.com. But we all can still tell you're a nerd. So, yeah, I made reference to it. Long damn hiatus for Iggy. And of course, that's Technical Support Monkey's fault. Well, amongst other things. Gross. You know, I was supposed to do a show back in August after the first couple weeks, but Technical Support Monkey once again failed in her duties as Technical Support Monkey when the Pro Tools box thingamajig whatever recorder thing crapped out mid-recording. And she refused to accept responsibility, and then her old man looked at it, and he said it was fine. So then, you know, Iguana had to shun Chimpy for a couple weeks for her having lied about the thingamajig box. Which, of course, doesn't mean I stayed away from her house, because, you know, it was August, and there was a garden to raid, and far fewer murder birds to worry about at her place than at Georgie's place. Although, you know, Pierre, he is sort of a decent chimp. He did rig up some poles with green plastic nets across the top, you know, of Georgie's veggie garden to keep the birds out, but I think that was more to keep little birds from raiding the fruit, though, you know, they kept getting in because the holes were 6 inches square, so I don't know what the point of that was, but he insisted it would also protect Iguana from the murder birds. Although the point of it was that Georgie wanted him to put the nets up to protect her stupid fruit. Chimps, man. But anyway, Technical Support Monkey's the one whose house has the 40 roses Iguana's not allowed to eat, thereby rendering them the sweet, sweet taste of forbidden snacks. So, you know, obviously it was over there. But that said, Iguana ended up not being over there all that much over the summer because, you know, Georgie got all needy or whatever, and she insisted Iguana stay home for a while. And keep her company while she did her stupid paintings. Well, at least the little patch of roses Georgie's mom gave me for my very own rose garden. Those were in bloom. They were delicious. Not as delicious as the forbidden roses at Technical Support Monkey's house, of course, but definitely more edible than the crappy health food greens Georgie keeps putting in Iguana's dish. Ugh, colored greens. Ugh, gross. Yeah, Georgie and Pierre also own a TV with a sort of okay cable package, unlike the third world hellhole that is Technical Support Monkey's house, with no television and no cable package. You know, so there is that as well. Anyways, the point is, after the incident with the thingamajig box, it would, you know, arrive at Technical Support Monkey's house most mornings. Off and on, and I would refuse to speak to her instead of, you know, why would I make nice with the liar chimp who lied about the thingamajig box? Instead, I would go talk to her dad and her brother. Sir, your chimpling lied about the thingamajig box.
Did she now?
She said it didn't work.
Well, it didn't, but then it's fine now.
Yes, it's fine now, but she lied, and she said it didn't work.
Oh, well, what are you going to do?
Her brother's even worse. You know your goddamn sister lied to Iguana, right?
Yeah, that's nice.
What the hell, chimps, man. But by far the most eventful day of the late summer was the day Georgie picked up technical support monkey at the crack of dawn, and we all, well, me, Georgie, and Chimpette, we went over to Vancouver on the stupid bus boat because, yet again, technical support monkey has tooth issues and she thinks her dentist will fix them rather than doing it the Lord's way, the way God intended it. You lose the bad tooth, you grow a new good one. It's what us lizards do. It's the way it ought to be. And for whatever reason, she won't do it that way because, well, she's a godless heathen chimp. Anyways, for whatever reason, Georgie insisted Iguana had to stay with her in the car when she dropped Chimpette off in front of her dentist's office. So Iggy never even got the chance to jab Chimpette's gums with pokey things. And then we went to go and meet one of Georgie's absolutely insufferable art retard friends for coffee and complaints. Ugh. You know, another of Georgie's delusional friends who claims people actually buy their artwork, even though everything they make is absolute garbage that makes, well, what does it look like? It looks like someone puked on a canvas, and I really don't see where the market is for that. Maybe in New York City, but this isn't New York City. Anyway, so this one particular friend was jabbering about this upcoming exhibition of their work, wherein they tried to capture the essence of Donald Trump as seen through the eyes of a child, one with Down syndrome, based on the photos Iguana saw on her phone, which is to say there's a lot of orange and brown smeared finger painting on paper. What do you think, Zamo? Iguana, think it's a good thing that you have that job at Wendy's. I don't work at Wendy's. KFC, Burger King, wherever it is your day job happens to be. Zamo, stop being such an asshole. You want me to lie to your friend, Georgie? Karen has a very successful career, Zamo. Oh, they promoted her up to fry cook, huh? Well, that's good. It sounds like she's really going places. Anyway, so I went and got my TV privileges revoked yet again for a while. So, yeah, after that trip, Iguana started hanging out at Technical Support Monkey's house more because, you know, there's no TV there anyways. But in the meantime, Karen decided to tag along with us when we went to see some big, stupid exhibition at the Vancouver Art Gallery. It was mostly garbage, as one might expect based on how enthusiastic Georgie and Karen were about it. Technical Support Monkey, it seems, surprisingly enough, has more sense, so Iguana hung out with her in the gallery. This is all crap, chimp.
Yeah, it's kind of like, whatever, who cares, right?
Iguana ain't seen a single decent painting yet.
Yeah, this area is mostly photos, but yeah.
Photos of ugly crap from East Van.
Yeah, pretty much.
Why do they pick such stupid crap art, chimpy?
I'm starting to think the people who run this gallery, like, low-key hate us.
They should all be fired.
Well, it would certainly be good to get some fresh blood in here that wasn't, you know, brainwashed at college. Especially at, like, Emily Carr. It's such a crappy school now.
You know, Chimpy, they could put a life-size statue of a T-Rex in here instead of these dumb photos of the backs of people's heads.
That would be a big improvement, yeah.
It's about when Georgie and Karen caught up with us, and Karen started gushing about the photos of the backs of people's heads. So Ick says to Karen, "You went to college, didn't you?"
"Yeah, I have both my BFA and MFA from Emily Carr."
"See, Zamo, I told you."
And me and Chimpette kind of looked at each other and nodded while Georgie scowled at both of us, because she knew damn well what Chimpette meant by that, although it flew right over Karen's head. And also because, you know, Georgie also graduated from Emily Carr, so, you know. What else? Later one morning, Ig went over to Technical Support Monkey's place since Georgie was teaching some dumb workshop at her house. And what's the first thing Ig see? Why, the big maple tree next to Chimpette's bedroom was missing. God damn it, Chimp, Iguana leave you alone for a few days and look what you did.
It wasn't me, it was my neighbors.
Oh, sure, blame the neighbors.
It's like their tree and it was in their yard.
Yes, and you made them cut it down so we can't use it to spy on you.
I did not. They cut it down because, like, rats were using it to get in their attic.
Don't lie, Chimpy. Lying makes your skin splotchy.
Whatever.
Don't whatever me, Chimp. You're the one with a splotchy face.
That's nothing to do with lying. That's because of the sun.
See, there you go, lying again. The sun does not make your face splotchy. I ain't got a splotchy face and I spend way more time in the sun than you do.
Yeah, that's because you're, like, a lizard. My doctor says the sun makes people's skin blotchy.
Psh, what does he know anyways? All these vets are retarded.
He's not a vet, Zamo. He's a dermatologist.
That's just a fancy name for vet. Anyway, so Iguana had to shun technical support monkey for a few days for lying. And for having had her neighbors chop their tree down. After that, Ig was once again hanging out at Technical Support Monkey's house. She and her dad brought over this white gazebo thingy. She put it in the backyard, planted up with jasmine, some such crap, plus a baby golden locust tree that Ig will eventually be able to climb and huck rocks at her head from when she's sitting in the gazebo with her dumb chimp friends and relatives. More importantly, it appears she learned a valuable lesson about shitty art and how not to do things from our visit to the art gallery. You see, Technical Support Monkey started drawing clowns and circus freaks for some, I don't know why. But the point is, you can actually tell that they're clowns and circus freaks without her having to tell you that's what they are. Unlike some people. Georgie. And Karen, too. Is this some sort of grandiose nonsense about Cheeto Hitler, Chimp?
No, I just, like, I remember going to the circus when I was a kid, and I was like, cool, but, like, now we don't really have that anymore. Like, there's acrobats at the Cirque du Soleil, but, like, it's not the same, so, I don't know, I just want to do some, like, circus art or whatever.
Yeah, how come you don't have more monkeys?
I need to draw more animals in general. Like, I was just, like, working from some vintage footage, and it was just, mostly it was clowns and, like, trapeze people so far.
And then we were watching old footage of circus acts, which got me thinking. How come none of the humans I know can do tricks like that? Damn it, Iguana deserves some entertainment. Say, sister, listen, Chimpette, you need to learn to do circus tricks.
Yeah, I might, like, sign up for some acrobatics classes down in Victoria next year.
Sign up for them now, Chimp.
Everything's, like, shut down because of the fake virus.
Iguana don't care, Chimpette. You get your ass down there and you learn how to do circus tricks.
I gotta get in, like, better shape first, Samo.
Iguana's bored now.
Well, then watch some YouTube stuff.
Can't you at least learn to juggle, Chimpette?
I never figured out the knack of that.
Well, you need to keep trying, Chimpette.
I don't have, like, any juggling balls.
Fine, use the snake knives instead.
I'm not gonna, like, juggle knives when I can't even juggle balls. I'll get hurt.
Yeah, I know. That's part of the entertainment value. There was no convincing Technical Support Monkey to juggle with knives, unfortunately. So I says, all right, Chimpy, tell you what. If you won't learn to do tricks yourself, how about you get a tiger and you train it to do tricks?
No.
What about a lion?
No.
Okay, then get a liger. It's the best of both worlds.
I don't think it's legal to have a liger here, Zamo.
Chimpy, things are only illegal if the cops arrest you for them.
Yeah, they'll arrest me for having a liger in my backyard.
Not if you train the liger to eat the cops before they can arrest you for having one, Chimpy.
They'll just shoot the liger, Zamo.
Not if it's, well, camouflaged, they won't.
How's it supposed to, like, blend in with anything in my yard?
Oh, I don't know, Chimpy. It's brown, your grass is brown, close enough.
There's, like, no room for a liger enclosure here, even.
Sure there is. You just have to cage the entire backyard.
Oh, then you'll bitch that you can't go eat things in my garden.
No, because you will lock the liger in the tool shed when Iguana want to eat your flowers.
I couldn't afford all that meat I'd need to feed a liger anyways.
Yeah, you will. You can, Chimpy. You see, crackheads are free, and they're made out of meat, aren't they?
What the hell, Zamo?
There's a plentiful supply of them around here, you know.
You can't just feed crackheads to a wild animal in your backyard, Zamo.
Sure you can. It's called neighborhood improvement. No. Also, think of how much you'll save on gas when you slap a saddle on your Liger's back and ride him to Thrifty's every day to fetch your snacks instead of firing up the car.
And where am I supposed to leave him when I'm inside the store, Zomo?
In the parking lot, you dipshit.
What if he, like, attacks someone when I'm in Thrifty's?
Chalk it up to Darwinian selection that they couldn't outrun the Liger when he got mad.
I am not getting a Liger, Zomo.
Okay, fine. How about a Tygon instead? They're smaller, but they should still be able to help you with those pesky neighborhood improvements.
Oh my god, this is so stupid. Like, I'm not getting a Liger, I'm not getting a damn Tygon either.
Fine, fine, fine. Get a regular tiger.
I told you I'm not getting a tiger, Zomo.
But Iguana thought you wanted a large, ferocious dog for security reasons. Well, a tiger is much more ferocious than any damn dog. Therefore, a tiger is a much better security animal.
I don't want a tiger.
Is it because the orange will clash with your purple and pink flowers? You know, you can get a white tiger. They match with everything. No dice. Technical support monkey still ain't getting no tiger or liger or tigon or lion, no matter what color. So, I suppose the cow named Chan Valley will continue to be plagued with crackheads at the local McDonald's for the foreseeable future. And Iguana ain't gonna be able to watch technical support monkey doing tricks neither. Or getting eaten by a tiger or lion or liger or tigon. So, that's that. Anyway, so then it was fall, and then it was rainy, and then it was Christmas, and now it's freaking goddamn January. I guess it was a nice break from having to do the show all the time, but on the other hand, you know, I think Technical Support Monkey has way too much time on her hands without having to post Iggy's show every week. You know, she started writing plays, and she fancies herself a screenwriter. Which is kind of weird for someone who steadfastly refuses to own or watch a television. And she's playing with Barbie dolls, which she insists is not because she's going insane, but because she's working on a YouTube project that the dolls will somehow feature in. Yeah, right. Anyways, 'tis the season for New Year's resolutions, and since the chimps refuse to make any good ones on their own, Iguana gotta make some for them. And number one for Technical Support Monkey, she needs to get back to work doing Iggy's bidding. Therefore, we're back to doing a podcast. For now, anyways. Also, keep my frickin' mother off my back. Every time I take a hiatus from the show, she starts calling me 57 times a day. Anyways. So, I think I've gone on long enough. I could take a nap, so. Yeah. So yeah, that's it for this week's this several months show. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes or whatever. Just search for Zomo the Destroyer. I know Apple's removing all sorts of fun stuff, but I don't think they've removed my show yet, so I think it's still there. If not, then I guess I have yet another reason to tail whip Technical Support Monkey if it's not. But you know, whatever, wherever podcasts go, and if your pet monkey snoops your stuff, you can always just go to my website, ZomoTheDestroyer.com, and you can grab individual episodes there, stream it, whatever. Anyways, talk to you soon. Bye.